It's the New Year's. Did you know that? Some of you probably have plans tonight to go get blitzed with your friends. I'm going to encourage you not to. Some of you probably have plans tonight to not go get blitzed, but hang out with friends. That's awesome. Some of you probably have plans to sit at home and do absolutely nothing. Amen. It has been a crazy busy holiday season, right? It's been crazy busy, and rest is good. I think I'm going to go home and sleep probably at 5 in the afternoon. You're more than welcome to come over and ring in the year, new year till 5 p.m. with me. Where is it? Tonga? Is that it? Tonga's already celebrated. I celebrate with them. So we're going to change things up, but it's interesting. We did this teaching calendar months ago before we got into Ephesians, and the teaching for this week is completely accidental because it's Paul calling us and telling us that we are to be distinctly new. Distinctly new, what does that mean? When you hear those words, what does that mean as a Jesus follower? When you hear those words as someone who may not know who Jesus is and may not care at this point in their life, what does that mean for you? What Paul is talking about this whole time and how we got on our knees a couple weeks ago and we were just in awe of what God has done, in awe of the system that God set up through Jesus, through his death, through his resurrection, through his making everything possible for us to be in right relationship with God, in right being with him. It requires some things to fall away from us. It requires things that may hurt. It requires a new system, a new way of life, a new way of living. And at the very beginnings of it, it seems confusing, it seems backwards, it seems stupid. There's no way this new system is going to work. There's no way this new system is going to be of benefit to me. All it's going to do is hurt me. For me to be unconditionally loving to my family members is going to hurt me. For me to look at my finances not as my own finances and I can do some real good with my money for other people is going to cut into what I want and what I want to do. For me to stop avoiding the world and face it head on without any kind of drugs or alcohol to numb that, I'm not talking about, some of y'all need some mental help, and that's not a joke. Some of y'all need some mental help, and some of y'all need some balancing out. And there's drugs for that can help you, and I want you to get on those, okay? That's not kind that you buy in the back alleys, though. It's kind you get from psychologists and people that know, okay? But it's a new way of life where we stop avoiding people and looking at people like their problems and pains and we start treating them like they're loved. Like we're loved. It's amazing, this distinctly new nature that God puts in us through this Holy Spirit, through this Spirit that does this work in us. We sometimes look at it and say, we're on our own and there's no way I can do it. And God says, you're right. Yeah. That's why I gave you this Holy Spirit to speak into your life, to speak into your condition, to speak into your situation and guide you to where God's at instead of where you want to be. And I get it, it's tough, it's hard. I know we buck the system, we buck it all the time. I know because I do it. But Paul calls us to something greater than that. Paul calls us to Jesus. In every letter he's written, that is what he calls us to. And this is what he says. The old way has to go. And so I insist. And then he throws this caveat in there, which is awesome. And God backs me up on this. I don't know what other kind of statement you could say that would like beat that one, right? And so I insist, and God backs me up on this, that there be no going along with the crowd, the empty-headed, mindless crowd. They've refused for so long to deal with God that they've lost touch. not only with God, but with reality itself. And that may be you sitting in this room this morning. They can't think straight anymore. Feeling no pain, they let themselves go into sexual obsession. That may be you this morning. Addicted to every sort of perversion. But that's no life for you. That's no life for you. You learned Christ. My assumption is that you have paid careful attention to him, been well instructed in the truth precisely as we have it in Jesus. Since then, we do not have the excuse of ignorance. Everything, and I do mean everything, connected with the old way of life has to go. It's rotten through and through. Get rid of it. And then take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside. And on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, I just backed up. A life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Adam, I can't do this on my own. You're right. You need Jesus. Adam, this old way of life that I continue to cling to and it destroys me, I get it. I've been there. I can get there in a heartbeat too if I'm not careful. If I'm not listening to what the Spirit has to say, if I'm not listening for God's voice in every piece, every situation in my world. He goes on to say, what this adds up to then is this: no more lies, no more pretense. Tell your neighbor the truth. It's weird. Tell your neighbor the truth. In Christ's body, we're all connected to each other. There's no separation. There's no male nor female, nor Greek nor Jew, nor any kind of population in the world that's separated from Jesus. We're all connected through Jesus and what he did. Can I get an amen? Even you racists in the room, you know who you are. No more lies, no more pretense. Tell your neighbor the truth. In Christ's body, we're all connected to each other. After all, when you lie to others, you end up lying to yourself. Go ahead and be angry. You do well to be angry. But don't use your anger as fuel for revenge. And don't stay angry. Don't go to bed angry. Don't give the devil that kind of foothold in your life. Some of you came in just angry. Angry at your kids because they wouldn't get ready for church in the morning. It better not be my kids. We'll talk later. Angry at life situations. Angry at life around you and the hands that people have been dealt. Maybe angry at the hand you feel you've been dealt. Maybe angry because you're so lost you don't know which way's up. You can't see it. So then you begin to cope the way you used to cope, because that's the only thing you know. Some of you are so blinded by anger right now, and you just need to give that away. Give it up. Don't stay there. Don't be there. Don't be this person of revenge. Did you used to make ends meet by stealing? Any thieves in the room today? Well, no more. Get an honest job so that you can help others who can't work. This is a tough one. Some of us have used this job situation, this way of life, of living off of others, living off of churches, as a way of life to live constantly. You steal from churches, you steal from the government, you steal from others in your sphere of influence and circle of friends. Most of you think this is like, don't go to Walmart and steal something off the shelf, right? That's included. All right, let me throw that out there. That's included. But some of us steal and we live this life of this self-imposed poverty. And don't get me wrong, there are people and times when we need help. There are times when we can't work to make money because of illness, because of some kind of a physical issue that we have. There are times and situations in our families where sometimes it's a family member that keeps us from working and keeps us from doing those things. And those are okay for a season. But God says enough's enough. You need to take care of these other people too. Man, that's a tough one, isn't it? Stop stealing from people. Stop stealing from others so that you can be a blessing to them. Be distinctly new in that. Get a job to help others who can't work. Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps. Each word a gift. Some of us have had interactions within the last 24 hours where we have used our words as a weapon. Some of us have used scripture through our words as a weapon in the last 24 hours, in the last week. Paul says no more. Be distinctly new in this. He goes on to say, don't grieve God. Don't break his heart. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for himself. Don't take such a gift for granted. This morning, I've had many opportunities to be selfish. We were having issues with some sound stuff, monitors earlier on, and it was eating into our practice time, and because it's holiday times, this is the only time we had to practice, and I started panicking, thinking our band's going to suck because we haven't had time to practice. And then my wife comes in because something was robbed from Children's that needed to be put back, that we robbed for our Christmas Eve event. And I was just like angry at the world around me. I was upset at the world around me. I was not paying attention to this Holy Spirit that's moving and breathing within me. I even said the F word out loud to my wife, not at my wife, and she understood. She understood the frustration. And it wasn't fun, for those of you wondering. The word was not fun. You're catching it now. I wasn't paying attention to what goes on here on a Sunday morning. I wasn't paying attention to actually why we gather. And to be honest, it didn't really hit me until we're out in the hallway. No tears. Didn't hit me until we're out in the hallway, and Cindy Schroyer, who did our communion meditation, brought us, the entire band, a plate of communion. And that was a very sobering thing to be brought back. As you hold this piece of Chex cereal in your hand, and that represents the body of Jesus, and you hold this grape juice that represents his blood, that thing sobered me up. Look, man, this took death. This took death to cover up your selfishness. This took death to cover up this old way of life that you lived. Do you see that now? And I said, oh, yeah. It's so easy not to pay attention to that. It's so easy to pay attention to our surroundings, what's going on in our world. And what's funny is God is going on in our world all around us, everywhere we are, every part of what we do, every fiber of our being, God is there. And he's calling us into this deeper life, this life change, this distinctly new way of living. But we got to pay attention to that. We got to stop paying attention to the things in our immediate We got to start asking God about things for our future. God, where should I be? What should I be doing? Who should I be? How should I be in this situation right now? It's a life change. It's something different than how you came in today. It's something different than how I came in today. It's something distinctly new. He goes on to say, make a clean break with all cutting, backbiting, profane talk. Be gentle with one another, sensitive. Forgive one another as quickly and thoroughly as God in Christ forgave you. And that's the end. This isn't an exhaustive list. This may not have covered your specific issue as you've come in. But what it does do is call you to something greater than you. It calls you to God. And if you didn't come in with that, that's something you need to pay attention to right now at this moment. If you did come in with that God piece, and you find yourself an angry old cuss or young, there's some stuff for you to be working on. If you've come in taking from one another and stealing from one another instead of giving, you got some work to do. If you've come in lying to yourself and to your neighbor and to everyone around you, you've got some work to do. This isn't a, what do they call it when you're making a New Year's resolution? This isn't that. That's garbage. That's like, I'm going to go work out for a month. I'm going to buy a treadmill and then I'm going to hang clothes on it. That's what that is. This isn't a resolution. This is a game changer. This is a break. This is life. From here on out, for the rest of your life, how you operate, how you understand the world around you, how you see people, how you love people, how you do life with God. It is a game changer, not a resolution. Are you tired of your life being the way it is? Jesus is your only option. I've looked at a lot of other options, and this is the only one I've found that actually does anything. And actually does everything that it says it's going to do. So this morning, as we sing this next song, as we sing these next few songs, I want you to just think about these words from Paul. I'll read them again. I want you to think about where you're at with that, and I want you to think about, if I've become a Jesus lover 11 years ago and my life hasn't changed, what is up? Or if I become a Jesus lover and I've seen these things in my life, I need to weed them out and I need to be sensitive to what God's calling me out of and into. Let's be thinking about those things together. And so I insist, and God backs me up on this, that there be no going along with the crowd, the empty-headed, mindless crowd. They've refused for so long to deal with God that they've lost touch not only with God but with reality itself. They can't think straight anymore. Feeling no pain, they let themselves go into sexual obsession, addicted to every sort of perversion. But that's no life for you. It's no life for us. You learned Christ. My assumption is that you have paid careful attention to him, been well instructed in the truth precisely as we have it in Jesus. Since then, we do not have an excuse of ignorance. Everything, and I do mean everything connected with that old way of life, has to go. It is rotten through and through. Get rid of it and then take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you. What this adds up to then is this: no more lies, no more pretense. Tell your neighbor the truth. In Christ's body, we are all connected to each other. After all, when you lie to others, you end up lying to yourself. Go ahead and be angry. You do well to be angry, but do not use your anger as fuel for revenge. And do not stay angry. Do not go to bed angry. Don't give the devil that kind of foothold in your life. Did you used to make ends meet by stealing? Well, no more. Get an honest job. so that you can help others who can't work. Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps. Each word a gift. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't break his heart. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for himself. Don't take such a gift for granted. Make a clean break with all cutting, backbiting, profane talk. Be gentle with one another, sensitive. Forgive one another as quickly and thoroughly as God and Christ forgave you. God, we ask for your forgiveness first and foremost. For the times we've let ourselves run unchecked, for the times where we've taken this life, this God life, this Holy Spirit-filled life, and made it something that it's not. And we've been people that lie, cheat, and steal, and are just people that are angry and bitter all the time, and let that run our lives and who we are and how we operate. God, forgive us. God, forgive us when we just run with this crowd that we used to run with. When we refuse to deal with you, when we refuse to deal with the salvation that you bring through your son Jesus. God, forgive us when that leads into all these dark areas, the sexual temptation, the perversion of every kind in our world, in our life, that we allow to just pollute us and what you're asking us to be, who you're asking us to be, who you're calling us to be, who you say we are. God, forgive us when we speak other identities into our world that don't match that. God, make other people stand out in our world. That we see them as people not in our way, not people that need to be destroyed or mowed down, but people that are in need of a Savior. People that are in need of kindness, people that are in need of a kind word, a helping hand. People that are in need of gentle humility. God, may we no longer look at you as this evil puppet master kind of a God and see you as good for who you actually are. God, may we understand this call to be new. May we understand this call to out of what we were, who we were, how we were. Bring understanding. Bring wisdom. Bring conviction where needed. Bring joy and excitement where needed. You are good.